also it's not just a retreat environment, but also that the quality of community that is there is very much a part of community life. Many people who are coming along to events and teachings in the Bay Area, even after I talked about the monastery as a project over and over again for quite a few years, when we actually started Abhayagiri and people realized, oh my goodness, so you don't, it isn't a retreat center. You can't come and do a retreat there. I said, no, it's a community. Said, oh, really? So what about retreats? I said, well, we'll do one retreat a year, you know, one 10-day retreat. But, you know, we're not about doing retreats. We're a community. Said, oh, really? Oh, my goodness. And isn't it inconvenient for you to be so far away from the city? Say, no, it's good that we're far away from the city. That means that people have to make an effort to get out there. You can't just, it's not something that you're tacking on to your ordinary everyday life as an urban Dharma, urban Dharma buff, but you have to go to it and give yourself to it. It's deliberately not convenient. That's part of what it is. So you have to, those of you who are in the Bay Area, have to schlep up Highway 101 for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3, 4 hours, depending on traffic. But that's good. An effort needs to be made to get there. So you're leaving your familiar zone behind, your the kind of habits and attitudes that form your persona, your self view of you as a city dweller. That has to be left behind by the long journey up the highway, or even across from Fort Bragg on the coast. It's 1.5 hours winding through the hills to get there. So there's an effort that has to be made to arrive at that place of practice.